from KQED. There's a lot of talk these days among California parents and teachers about empathy and acceptance. On today's show, we're going to meet some kids around the state from very different backgrounds and visit some places that are helping to give them a sense of belonging to develop their kindness muscle. We start off in San Diego County, where hundreds of young soccer fanatics from around the globe are in training. They're perfecting the art of the back pass, the header, the scissor kick. But as reporter Aaron Siegel McIntyre tells us, soccer is also helping refugee kids feel confident in a time of uncertainty.
Every Sunday morning, a transformation happens here on the basketball courts outside Cajon Valley Middle School. These concrete slabs surrounded by chain-link fence become the hallowed stomping ground for some of the most resilient soccer players ever to set foot in California. Osama Abdulaziz is one of those soccer-obsessed teens. He's 14 now, but he came to California from Iraq when he was 10. And today, he's not thinking about being a refugee. Right now, his mind is on one thing, soccer. He's really, really excited to be playing.
You see that number 11 in the white shirt? Andy, I think he's known for his speed. Fadi, the guy in the red, for his defending, he's fast too. Cyrus, that huge kid, he's good at everything.
These Sunday morning sessions are pickup games. Boys and girls play together on the same teams. And the kids here are from places like Congo, Sri Lanka, Pakistan, Colombia, Syria, and Afghanistan.
Take it out!
A potent blend of sport and study helps these scholar athletes on and off the field through a group called Yalla. Yalla means let's go in Arabic, and Sarah Cooper is their director.
We use soccer as a hook to entice children to come in and get academic.
Here at Yalla, you can't participate in soccer unless you're in mandatory after-school tutoring. Part of that's ESL, and college is the goal. Yalla's headquarters are a stucco building in downtown El Cajon that used to house a bank. Through tutoring and soccer, Yalla helps immigrant and refugee kids excel emotionally, academically, and of course, on the soccer field. In the 8 years since its founding, it's helped 1,500 kids.
Oh, do you know what this property is called? Commutative property of multiplication.
Each kid coming here after school retrieves a Chromebook laptop, cracks it open, and gets focused. Osama's working on an essay.
A month in, I came to the U.S. I was struggling in school. I didn't speak a lot of English. I had like two friends.
Those two friends, he says, changed his life by introducing him to Yalla.
I have a lot of family back in Iraq. The hard thing was when I came here, I didn't have any family. Yalla really blessed me, and I'm thankful for that. I'm very, very thankful for that.
During afternoon study sessions, volunteers float around the room, helping out where needed.
5 times 4 is 20.
Yeah, so then what number is in common?
So this will be 5.
One of the volunteers, Patrick Foley, says he started volunteering as a response to Donald Trump's campaign rhetoric about immigrants.
The campaign of xenophobia and racism was one that I wanted to respond to, and the only thing I could think of to do something constructive was to volunteer here so the students understand that is not my America.
San Diego County's been a hotspot for refugee resettlement for decades. More than 14,000 Iraqi refugees have been resettled here over the last 8 years. It's estimated Iraqi Americans make up a third of El Cajon's population. And about 40% of the scholar athletes at Yalla are Iraqi.
What's my password?
Okay, it's in your folder. Can you check your folder, please?
So is Zainab Salih, who supervises tutors here. Many younger kids at Yalla, she says, don't remember much about their home countries.
They are American. They have no idea what about Iraq. The old one, yes, they have a story. They still remember the violence, the bombs, the blood. Sometimes when they start talking, you feel the pain in their voice and in their eyes.
Most recently, she says, staff and volunteers at Yalla have been wrestling with anti-immigrant rhetoric. But, she says,
we gotta believe in our president and try to adapt. Maybe he don't see the good about our faith and our being immigrants right now, but I believe if we approve that, he gonna see the good in us.
Back at the pickup game, Osama says playing soccer at Yalla has given him a sense of belonging. And it's taught him about resolving conflict.
We get into arguments, but at the end of the day, it's all competitive. And at the end, we're all one big family. It's like when you play on the same team, that just everything goes away. You automatically unite again. It's just, it's amazing. I think soccer is the best way to solve problems.
Maybe our leaders in Washington should pick up some cleats. For the California Report, I'm Erin Siegel-McIntyre in El Cajon.